some basic manhole tickets are in the Library of Congress, which is about the only ticket of its kind that are down there.
Jay Stalker has been involved in the Red Wing Knothole Gang for over 45 years. In 1926, Red Wing General Manager Warren Giles began the program, copying an idea from one of the major league teams in Boston as part of the grade school safety programs. Stalker believes around 1 million kids have come through the knothole gate since.
When I got involved in the 40s, we had probably 7,000-8,000 kids on Saturday come to a ball game because they said there wasn't too many activities going on at that time. Now look what the kids have got. They got all kinds of sports, both for boys and girls.
Stalker worked 30 years with the Fleischmann Division of Standard Brands, a firm that later hooked up with Nabisco, and work that took him to different parts of the baseball country, which numbered only 16 total American and National League cities for years until the early 60s. He's seen Ruth, Garrick, Dean, and Satchel Paige play, and met Cobb, Stengel, and Feller in Cooperstown. Jay believes he's watched just about all of the Hall of Famers in action. He's been issued a gold pass. That's good for any game in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Jay attended World Series games at the Polo Grounds, Ebbets Field, and Yankee Stadium. He was there when Dodger Cookie Lavigetto broke up Bill Bevan's no-hitter, carrying Brooklyn past New York. And on May 30th, 1946, he helped jam Red Wing Stadium for the arrival of Montreal's Jackie Robinson, breaking the color barrier that year in the International League.
And they had all kinds of police around. They didn't know what was going to happen. But nothing unusual happened. The guy could play ball. So what? I don't think color has anything to do with it. It's how they carry themselves beyond that is what counts.
Stalker believes too much money and not enough fun is involved with many of today's ball players. He notes present bat boys make more than some of the old-timers ever did, and can remember back to 1929 to a city street scene involving one of the great wing first basemen, Rip Collins. He still holds the International League record of 180 RBIs for Rochester 1 year.
I lived over off of Parcells Avenue, and that's when they were building the stadium on Norton Street. 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd go to work, and he'd be playing catch with the kids down the street. He just loved baseball.
As a kid, Jay would join friends at Wayneport, a coaling station near Fairport, to try to catch a glimpse of the big leaguers as the transportation of the day, trains, chugged through the road trips.
And every ball club had their own Pullman. When the railroads were running, every one of them went right straight to Rochester on their trip, either going from Boston or coming from Detroit. And they all stopped out here by Wayneport, where they had a coaling station for the old steamers.
Wendy's Restaurants is beginning its second year as distributor, combining knothole with a soft drink adult discount ticket promotion. Jay will be there at Silver Stadium on Thursday, in his box behind the Red Wing dugout. He's missed only a couple of openers in over 60 years. He says an increase of kids to the ballpark could go a long way in helping Rochester approach league leaders in attendance and improve the city's baseball atmosphere.
Rochester without a franchise in baseball would hurt the city tremendously because, after all, what is baseball? It's a heritage. You know, it's the background of American sports.
Knothole Gang director and longtime baseball fan, Jay Stalker.